One in 10 people will suffer with kidney stones. That's right. One in 10 this year. 500,000 people each year suffer with kidney stones. Obesity and excess weight can really increase the risk of kidney stones. Chronic stress can contribute to so many things because it really is a big culprit to inflammation, but it can contribute to the formation of kidney stones. How can you avoid kidney stones or pass them with ease in a holistic fashion?
You're listening to the Visibly Fit Podcast. Hey, I'm your host, Wendy Pett. And every week, I'll give you holistic, practical solutions for everyday issues related to nutrition, healing, functional fitness, and behavior modifications. As a naturopath, fitness expert, and wellness coach for over 20 years, my goal is to empower you to reach for greater health and to rise up to your next level of living in mind, body, and spirit. You were created with greatness in mind. It's time to own it. Are you with me? Then let's dive in.
Hello and welcome to the Visibly Fit Podcast. I'm your host, Wendy Pett. Today we're going to talk about a couple of things. First of all, 1 in 10 people will suffer with kidney stones. That's right. 1 in 10 this year. 500,000 people each year suffer with kidney stones. And if that is you, I want you to perk up and tune in and listen in. We're going to talk about that on this episode, or maybe you know someone who deals with kidney stones. We're going to talk about a holistic approach to eliminate and even prevent kidney stones. But before we get into this, I want to share about my week last week. I did a little bit of parent sitting. Yes, I did. It was so much fun. I met my parents in Las Vegas. Now, I'm not a Vegas girl. You might be. That's okay. There's no condemnation there. It's just not my thing. But I made the most of it and had a blast. I don't think I've been there for, 18, 19 years. And it's changed a lot. You know, it's gotten even busier, more crowded, and more hotels, all the things. But we just hung out, and it was fun. We ended up playing cards in our room at night. Went to a show, went to see America's Got Talent, which was a blast. My husband and I are diehard fans. It's just a really good, clean, for the most part, variety show that we record. And it's kind of one of those guilty pleasures that we enjoy. And the editing, the backstories, you know, it's just some of them are kind of just tear-jerking stories. And it's just really well done. So it was really fun to go and see the show in person. So Cody Lee was there. So he's the blind, autistic young man that plays the piano and sings unbelievably. It was just so wonderful to hear him perform. And he was actually a winner. So look him up if you don't know who he is, but Cody Lee, and he will just warm your heart. He's just so sweet. And we saw who did we see? Oh, I'm trying to think of his name. Aaron Crow, I think. He's got like a sword and he covers his eyes and he you know, slices pineapples off of people's heads. It's kind of like, I hope he doesn't miss, you know? But he did pull somebody from the audience, this precious little girl from Oklahoma, and she was scared beyond scared. But he managed to do it well and didn't hurt her or anybody else. But it was really good entertainment, good, clean, wholesome family entertainment. And it was just amazing. And light balance. These are these dancers that have lights on their costumes and do some pretty remarkable graphics. And anyway, you just need to go. That's all I'm saying. America's Got Talent. Super fun. Then we went to Red Rock Canyon and my best girlfriend, she came in and stayed with us as well. And we went over there and did some hiking and hung out, you know, packed our lunch. It was super fun for the day. And it was just a beautiful experience. I'd never been over there. And then let my parents do their thing. And we went over, my girlfriend and I, Tracy, we went over and hung out at the spa. And it was amazing. I do not do that often enough. I'll tell you that right now. Now, it is good to decompress and rest. But man, that's the way to do it. We had I had an 80-minute massage. And then we did the whole eucalyptus steam room and then the cold plunge and then the hot tub. And then we hung out by the pool and it was just a perfect day. So I need more of those days. I'm not a casino girl, but all the other stuff is super fun. So yeah, I did a little parent sitting, but I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the time to be with them and glad we could make that happen. But I bring all this up because I noticed in Vegas, yeah, what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas. That's what they say. But I don't think it really does, especially if you're a big time alcohol drinker, like I saw a bunch of these people doing, just putting them down. And again, that's your deal, not mine, but I've had my years of that. But no, I was noticing, right? Not condemning, just noticing. And I thought, oh man, these people are really wreaking havoc on their immune system, right? And I was thinking about, as a segue for this episode, since we're going to be talking about kidney stones, just how drinking alcohol really compromises your immune system. And that's one of the ways in which you end up getting kidney stones, right? But let's talk about, first of all, what are kidney stones? What are they? I know you've heard of them. I'm sure you've heard how painful they are. I know I have. I've never experienced one, but I've heard that they're very painful. But they are basically mineral salts that get accumulated and they kind of lodge themselves along the urinary tract. So why does this happen? Why does this happen? Well, urine is loaded with calcium oxalate, uric acid, and phosphates. And most people that don't get those kidney stones, most people keep a healthy pH level because they are drinking plenty of water. They're you know, causing elimination of the urine. And the protective compounds that we have in the body are managing that pH level. But again, if you're out in Vegas and you're compromising your immune system, no, if you're anywhere, if you are anywhere and your immune system gets compromised, then those compounds can literally just crystallize and they bind together. And it's what's known as a stone that ultimately restricts urine flow. And it becomes very, very painful. Again, I've never experienced one, but someone very near and dear to me has and is right now. And it just sounds so incredibly painful. She was just at the emergency room and this is not her first one. And so they say it's along the lines of like giving birth, like that kind of pain. And so this pain, it fluctuates for different people. Like it can be felt in the upper back, the groin, the lower abdomen area. Someone with kidney stones could have like blood in the urine. Their urine can be kind of like cloudy and have an odor. Sometimes people even get like a fever. It mimics almost like a flu. I mean, your body's like screaming out like, hey, I need help. Something's not right here. So how can you avoid kidney stones or pass them with ease in a holistic fashion? Well, I was just talking about the alcohol situation. Ditch the alcohol, number one. Number two, stay hydrated. You know, I've mentioned before in this podcast that 75% of Americans are chronically dehydrated. We need to drink plenty of water throughout the day because this is going to ensure just adequate urine production and prevent the formation of kidney stones. So drinking that water will dilute the urine, and that's what we want. We want it to dilute and make that pH level more balanced, right? Now, you're probably going to say, okay, I knew you were going to say this one, Wendy, but I would say eat a whole food plant-based diet, the lifestyle. Make that your lifestyle because honestly, meat is very acidic to the body. Meat is strongly connected with oxalate formation and absorption. And this is one of the things that causes kidney stones, that absorption, that oxalate absorption. So animal meat, so animal protein and animal fats contribute big time to kidney stones. So if you're an Atkins diet person or, you know, I'm proud to be a carnivore kind of person, you might want to think again because it's very hard on the kidneys. It's very hard on urination issues if you are are susceptible to kidney stones. So eat more of whole food plant-based, okay? So the fruits, vegetables, whole grains, plant-based proteins, ditch that animal protein and animal fat. Limit your intake of salt. Yep, sodium. A lot of people that are big into salt end up dealing with kidney stones. But also, now there are some oxalate-rich foods that you shouldn't be eating that are plant-based. And that's spinach. Yep, spinach, I know. Rhubarb. Let's see, I'm going to go to my notes on this one because it's quite a few. Swiss chard, celery, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, parsley, beets, eggs, grapes, and asparagus. Y'all have heard me talk about asparagus before. When I was talking about gout in one of my episodes, oxalic acid is produced with when eating asparagus. So those purines really cause the inflammation and cause that the issue to become worse, whether it's gout or kidney stones. So stay away from asparagus. Now, don't hate the messenger, but here we go. Also, you need to stay away from chocolate. I know. Yep. Even the dark chocolate. Stay away from that. You also want to ditch and avoid sugar, right? Avoid all the sugary foods because it's not going to do your body well at all. You're going to want to increase citric acid intake. So it can actually really prevent the formation of certain types of kidney stones. So your citrus fruits like lemons and oranges. You could even try, like I drink my ACV in the morning. It's apple cider vinegar drink in the morning. So I've got apple cider vinegar. I have my lemon juice and warm water and a little cayenne pepper. And that's what I drink every morning right when I get up, head to the kitchen, and that's pretty much what I drink. So if you just even had warm lemon juice and drink that, that will really start to help. That can help, increase that citric acid and help with that pH level. I mentioned this already, but limit that caffeine. Most people are drinking diuretics, and that's why 75% of people are chronically dehydrated. They're drinking all kinds of caffeinated drinks and that alcohol. And just excessive consumptions of both can dehydrate the body and can really increase the risk of kidney stones. So, everybody says that moderation is key, but I say that moderation kills momentum. So I would eliminate and really set that aside and give your body what it needs. Give your body the water that it needs to function well. Something that you want to add and could add is some aloe vera juice or drink some unsweetened cranberry juice. You've probably heard that one before. That can really help. You can also drink marshmallow root tea, and that actually helps to cleanse and detoxify the kidneys. So you can get that at a health food store. So that's something that you can do in a holistic fashion that can really help. You also really want to, manage your weight. Right? Obesity and excess weight can really increase the risk of kidney stones. You want to have regular activity. So exercise, move that body. That makes a big difference in how your body responds to even the foods that you're eating. But when you're moving your body, it helps to helps with the elimination process as well. Also, if you are one of those that, you're high stressed, right? Maybe you have a high stress job. You've got chronic stress. I mean, chronic stress can contribute to so many things because it really is a big culprit to inflammation, but it can contribute to the formation of kidney stones. So how do you manage your stress? What are the techniques that you use? Are you doing deep breathing exercises? Do you do prayer meditation or do you go for a walk? What are you engaging in to give your body that opportunity to downregulate and to not be in that chronic fight or flight mode all the time? Okay. Now you can also do things. I mentioned marshmallow root tea. You can also do dandelion root right? Or nettle leaf tea. That's traditionally known to help support kidney health. But you need to do something, right? In order to really find the right remedy for you, because every body is different. But I will also suggest that you need to up your intake of zinc, magnesium, and also vitamin A and vitamin C. Zinc, I would do about 80 to 100 milligrams a day. Magnesium, most people are deficient in magnesium, so up that by about 500 milligrams. Vitamin A is a big one. You should be taking 25,000 IUs daily. And if you're pregnant, more like 10,000, but that's going to be a very important strategy to eliminate or, you know, not be in the situation where you could possibly get these kidney stones. And then, of course, vitamin C. Up that vitamin C, and you can do that through the citric acid options that you are bringing into your world as well, with the lemons or the grapefruit, that kind of thing. What else? Let's see. I mentioned ditching the salt, the alcohol, staying active, avoiding meat. Yeah, that's kind of the deal. It's not rocket science, but it takes intentionality. It takes someone saying, okay, I am going to make sure that I'm drinking my water. And how am I going to do that? You might need to gamify it. I was telling one of my patients the other day, she said, I'm not getting enough water. And I said, well, why don't you gamify it? Put out, you know, 10 or 12 glasses up on your counter. And then once you finish one of the glasses, turn it over. That way, you know, you've had that one glass of water. Cause sometimes people could have water in their Stanley, whatever thermos or their Lark bottle or whatever. And it could just be sitting on your desk all day and you're not drinking it. So how will it work for you until it can become a habit, you know, setting your alarm on your phone, whatever you need to do. But again, hydrate, hydrate, hydrate with the right option and best that's suited for your body. I have also noticed, and I'm actually going to pull this up because I thought, wow, that's interesting. So let me see if I can find this quick. Let's see. So this is off of kidney.org, and it says that the prevalence of kidney stones in the United States increased from 3.8% in the 1970s to 8.8% in the late 2000s. The prevalence of kidney stones was 10% during 2013 and 14. So it keeps going up, right? And the risk of kidney stones is about 11% in men, 9% in women. But other diseases such as high blood pressure, diabetes, obesity, all those increase the risk for kidney stones as well. But I just think it's interesting that, gosh, from 1970 to now, it's gone from 3.8% to 10%. And again, why is that? It's because of the standard American diet. It's because people are chronically dehydrated. So if you just start to change your lifestyle and the way that you are consuming foods and drink, it will change everything. It really will. Now, some people, it's more of a hereditary thing because there are four types of kidney stones. There's the calcium oxalate, uric acid stones, struvite, and cystine. And cystine are more of hereditary type of stones. But for the most part, 80% are the calcium oxalate. And so that is all how you're managing your lifestyle, right? So this can be eliminated. You don't have to deal with it. And if you know someone that's dealing with kidney stones, they don't have to suffer. They don't have to deal with this situation if they're consuming a whole food plant-based lifestyle, moving their body, drinking plenty of water, and making sure they're getting the proper vitamins, right? It's that simple. It really is. So I just want to encourage you, because we really do have more control over our health than I think most of us give credit to. Even if you're In Vegas. Yes, in Vegas. You can go to the grocery store like we did. And I picked up all of my salad fixings. I had my steel cut oats that I made and berries for breakfast. Like, you can control the outcome of what you are eating. You just have to be more intentional about it and go the extra mile, maybe literally, by going to the grocery store. So I want to encourage you, because you can do it. I promise you can do it. If you are someone, actually, this just now came to my mind because I have several patients that are overnight nurses and are just nurses in general. And I'm amazed at the lack of breaks that nurses are given, even to go and urinate. I know that sounds crazy, but they're that busy. And but I want you to be more bold. Because if that's you, or if you're in a work condition environment that's high pressure, high stress, or there's, you know, quote unquote, no breaks or hardly a lunch or whatever it is, you need to go to the bathroom and you need to drink plenty of water to flush out your system and to create a quality, good pH level. And then obviously eliminate that urine. And so don't hold your urine. Okay. Don't hold it. I don't care what your boss says. I'm sorry. But this is a bodily function that has to happen for your best health. So do what you got to do. Go to the bathroom when you need to. Make the intentional stops. Have a good quality, healthy lunch with you and take the time that you need. So, okay, I'm not going to get too much more on that soapbox, but I have great compassion for you if that is what you're dealing with. And if you're one of my patients that I've, you know, worked with over the years and you've been in that environment, I want to keep encouraging you. Be bold, be courageous, and stand your ground when it comes to your health, because we need those nurses around for a long time. All right, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Visibly Fit. Short and sweet, but I wanted you to at least understand kidney stones and how you can eliminate them or pass them, a little bit in more of a holistic fashion, or maybe even prevent from getting them all together if you're prone to them, or if you've been prone, if your family's been prone to them. So hopefully you learned a little bit and you will start incorporating a new way of consuming food and having your drink of choice be water. So, all right, be blessed. If you are looking for a solution to your health and your well-being and want to jump in on my Visibly Fit 7-week accelerator course, now's your time. Let's do it. Let's do it. If you're listening to this live time, this is May. That's right. So swimsuit season is here. So in 7 weeks, oh my goodness, we can do a lot of progress in just 7 weeks. Go to getvisiblyfit.com and let's start working together today. And that does include blood work before and after the program to actually see all the incredible fruit of your labor, so to speak, of your disciplines. You will be able to see it in your blood work. You'll be able to see it in your waistline and so much more. So go to getvisiblyfit.com and join us today. If you have questions, let me know. But share this podcast. Would you be willing to give a rating and a review? I'd be so grateful, because that does bump this podcast up to the top so other people can find it and hopefully become educated and learn more themselves. So, all right. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll catch you next week. All right. Be blessed. Take care. Bye-bye.
Well, that's a wrap for today's show. So thank you so much for tuning in. I love spending this time with you. To learn more and get more free resources, just head on over to wendypet.com. And thank you in advance for sharing this episode and this podcast, following and subscribing not only to this podcast, but finding me on social media, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, wherever you are, I'm probably there too. Until next week and our next podcast time together, make it a Visibly Fit day.